Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Why are you looking like that?
Because I'm nervous.
Nervous about what?
I have not thought about this until today.
What passion has grown?
Wanting to have more kids.
I just want
to
flick you. I just want to flick you.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
Hey y'all.
Hey, I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy. And this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, where we give you an uncensored look into all we're learning, unlearning, and loving about marriage in real time.
Welcome.
We're thankful you tuned in. So before we get into our episode, we wanted to shout out our village over on Patreon with a special mention to Alexis J.
Welcome.
Who recently joined.
One of us.
Thank you so much. There are no corrections for this episode.
Nope.
But y'all, we do have Relationship Horror Stories Part 3 coming up.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all send some stories in,
it's at the end of the month, y'all. So, send your stuff in.
Yeah, come on, let us know anything you gotta say that was funny, that was horrible, that was crazy or wild. You know, share your story
with the class.
So continuing with the theme of plot twists, we're going to talk about something we said we never talk about.
Mm.
Another baby. In our first segment, we're going to give our initial thoughts, share what we loved and hated about having siblings, and share two pros and cons each about having another baby. No, I am not pregnant.
You just want to throw that in there?
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like you're guilty if you put it at the top of the episode.
I don't. Well, y'all should know by now, if you have been listening, that I do not play about pregnancies. I would not say I wasn't pregnant if I was.
But also, y'all know by now, because we talked about it on one of the last two episodes, you know, Randy's not on birth control no more.
So?
So one of my shooters might have got in.
No.
To the.
No, your shooters did not.
You don't think so?
Nope. I absolutely guarantee you. That none of them have. Second is our fight or flight, where today I'm confronting Mikey about his 15-year regression.
My what?
Your 15-year regression.
What is that?
You've regressed 15 years.
I've regressed 15 years?
Yes.
I am a grown, mature man. What are you talking about?
Finally. You know, grown men don't say they're grown.
That's not true at all.
I don't know.
They do. They may not say it out loud. You know that women started saying that as like a rebuttal to it? To make grown men feel bad about saying they were grown?
I actually don't think that's true. Finally, we'll wrap it up with our PDA segment, where we show each other some love and or thank each other for something.
Yes. We hope you enjoy.
And we're back.
All right. Let's get into it.
So.
Hold on. So when we do the episodes, y'all, we write out the notes together. But I had to, like, poop. And so I stepped away for a minute before we started recording. And I just now read what Randy wrote down. And this is funny.
The backstory is...
What is it, Randy?
Mikey's mom is pressuring us to have another baby. We're kidding. kind of.
No, we're not.
She's actually been really, every time we see her, she's like stating her case, even though all of her children are 5 years apart, minus the last one who was like 28 years apart from everybody.
Mm-hmm. Her argument is we need to have them close together and get them out the way and knock it out like a case of herpes.
Mikey, but herpes isn't curable.
Which one is it? Is it chlamydia? You do the thing real quick, and I've never had an
STD.
I have no clue. It's one of them. You just take penicillin and you just knock it out.
I have no clue. What if you're allergic to penicillin? Penicillin,
then
like
you got
our daughter.
It for life.
She's allergic.
Mm, there's probably
so
some
she
other
can
cure.
Never catch STD.
This is not where you were trying to go.
Anyway,
so she was saying that we should just have them close together and knock them out.
Yeah, as if we even want, like, we haven't even talked about, like, if we want another kid.
And we've been avoiding having this conversation. Not avoiding it. We've just kind of been, like, doing a lot of stating the obvious with each other in person. And because of that, we actually haven't had this conversation yet. So,
yeah, so y'all are hearing another conversation.
Another first time
for the first time. We have actually never had this conversation together off the mic. So, this should be interesting. So, while we believe we are in no position to have another child.
Mm-mm. So we're going to start there.
It has come up in conversation between us, mm-hmm. between his mom, mm-hmm. between my mom, but his mom, because she has more access to us.
Between me and friends, actually.
Yeah, Mikey's been talking about it with his other dad friends. And so we figured it's time we talk about it here. And again, y'all are hearing this, you know, before we even.
You look uneasy.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway. All right, babe. Your initial thoughts. Go ahead.
All right. So my initial thoughts of having a child.
Mm-hmm.
Having another baby, there are a lot of initial thoughts. The first one is kind of fear for you. Is the first one that comes across my mind because you are the one who carries the child. Your first pregnancy ended in a miscarriage, and it was very, very sad for us.
Mm-hmm.
Your second one resulted in Drew, but we can, you know, skip to resulted and not talk about the 9 months of struggle in between or 10 months, or we can. That was a really rough time for you.
Yeah.
Because of where we were financially, one, physically, two, and mentally and emotionally, three. Like, there was a lot going on before that pregnancy and during, and the day you actually gave birth was, you know, rough.
The days? You mean like my labor?
The multiple days of labor? My God.
A day and a half.
And watching you go through that was...
Why are you touching me?
I'm sorry, I was thinking.
No, it's funny how you grabbed me. Like, you
because I was
like,
trying to... I just thought of something. So
what did you think about?
Like, just watching you that day.
No,
like,
baby, you just gripped me.
I'm sorry. I found your leg.
I was like, wait, is something on my... Rick, you don't... Did you catch how you just, like, grabbed my leg?
Because the table was in the way. I was trying to get around the table, but it's actually just shadow of the table, if you see. I thought my fingers were dipping under it, but it's... Anyway. The actual process that you went through when contractions started hitting was just really... It was rough to watch, like, as your husband, as your friend, and... I don't know. I still remember very vividly at the end of that whole process saying, I don't know if I want to put you through that again.
So... Outside of me, worrying about me, because regardless,
mm-hmm.
I mean, what is your initial thoughts about? Do you have any initial thoughts?
Those are my
about...
initial thoughts. Oh, before we get to the pros and cons, I have pros and cons, yes.
Oh, so your initial,
my initial thoughts
are
were
how
concerned.
How would I... Oh, okay.
That was my first one. Because, we prayed over you heavily, and I knew that we'd be able to have a child, but I worry about you. That was really rough. And watching, I haven't forgotten. I haven't forgotten the green throw up. I haven't forgotten what your guts look like. I seen it all.
Yeah.
I just haven't forgotten. So my initial thoughts were, it's rough on her. And then following that, it's like, it's pure excitement at the possibility of having another child. It's really weird.
What?
I know. It's like a fucking light switch now. Things have changed.
We're gonna
get into it, but it's like, yeah.
It's like, yeah.
It's like, it goes from me saying what I said at the beginning where, nah, we're never gonna do this again. And maybe Drew's an only child, to being like,
What?
So what were your initial thoughts?
See. What?
What?
My initial thoughts were no.
Got you.
That's my initial thoughts. So like,
straight up.
That was my initial thoughts.
Oh, are you talking about to my mom proposing it or to like anyone?
No, initial thoughts.
Oh, okay.
It was like no, but.
Ah, see?
No, no seed. It's my fertile week. You can't trust me.
But you be saying but though.
You can't trust me for the next 3 days. Don't trust shit I'm saying. You can't trust nothing that I'm saying.
Is your fertile week like pregnancy brain?
Huh?
Pregnancy brain, where your decisions make absolutely no sense and your reactions.
Yeah, because the body wants to procreate. The body wants your legacy to continue, and so it tricks you. It gives you graduation goggles about what having a child actually is. It's like when your clock is ticking, and everybody who's married and have kids is like, "Don't get married, don't have kids." But because your clock is ticking, all you see is like the happy baby that sleeps.
And I got an analogy.
That's cooing, and not the baby that's like peeing everywhere because they don't want to go potty, or the baby that's like throwing things and cursing you out because you won't let them drink gasoline. You know, like they don't show you that. Mm-mm. You know.
The thing is, I haven't thought about it in depth, and all that I have been having is those initial thoughts, and there's been like a lot of stop, like don't think no further.
Well, yeah, it's no but. I mean I guess we're getting into the pros and cons, so I won't, but like, yeah, it's no but.
You know what it's like? I had an analogy. You remember in Forrest Gump where Forrest had realized that they left Bubba, so he had to keep running back into the forest and grabbing people and coming out, and they weren't Bubba?
Mm-hmm.
He just had like a one-track mind, but he forgot that there's like a whole war going on outside, and he was about to die and was about to get shot. And like, you know, he was literally risking his life, but like he didn't care. I think that's what it's like.
Mm.
Like, let's just walk back into the jungle. Like we didn't just make it out. It's the horror movie where they'd be like, nah, we got to go back in the house to get so-and-so.
Let's
talk on. All right. So before we get into our pros and cons list that we put together of having a baby, let's share a little bit about what it was like growing up with our siblings.
So one pro, one con.
One pro, one con.
What's yours?
So the first one
you
that
can
I
give
had,
your both. You can give your one pro, you one sure? con. Yeah. And then we'll just do it that way.
All right. So I'm gonna start with the con. So
okay.
The pro, clean it up. One of the cons that I had were actually I had multiple. We're having to share a space.
Okay.
Having to share our parent because it was three of us to one woman.
Mm-hmm.
The blowout fights, comparisons, and lack of attention.
That's more than one.
It was, but it was all so concise. I was like, oh, I can get that out real quick because my pro was...
Yeah, so there's a lot of cons. Having siblings.
No, this is what came to mind. I was like, yeah, I can't let one get more shine than the other. But those were the things that I just remember a little bit more clearly. And even considering, I was like, these aren't really the worst cons. Thinking about it from a child's perspective. Dead ass. I'm serious. Like, I was like, ooh, but this don't apply to my baby because she got two parents.
Mikey.
I'm telling you what I was thinking.
Okay, I'm listening.
So those were like some of the cons because, again, sharing the space, I had two sisters. I was the only boy and I was in the middle. It was weird until I got my own room. And then now I can like think boy stuff and do boy. Like, I don't know. It was just different. Lack of attention. Y'all have heard plenty of episodes about the shit. You know, I needed a dad. And last but not least, comparisons, which was actually a pro. But, you know, it could have been done in healthier ways. Yeah.
Okay.
So my pro was the camaraderie.
Okay.
Ain't nothing like having like gang, just, you know, gang shit. Like
your siblings.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Even when you beefing, it's like, but you can't talk
but
about
you
my
can't.
Sister. You can't talk about
it's
my sister.
Different. I remember one time my older sister beat my ass. She just beat my ass. I deserved it. I did some like little brother shit. And I like messed with some of her stuff that I shouldn't have, like Polly Pocket something or a journal or a diary, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, the next day or something on the bus, this is back when the buses used to meet at like the shuttle area and we used to switch buses to get on the transfer to go to the school or whatever. Somebody says something to me and doesn't just slap the shit out. Like my sister was not the biggest person, but for some reason she struck fear in people's hearts. Like
she's a Capricorn.
She was, my sister was hard. So like, tough. So the camaraderie was a big deal. Never felt alone. We did our own thing, but you know, I loved having my siblings growing up. Just did. Even my distant siblings, my dad's kids who are scattered to all points of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nice to know that you got, you know,
people.
Blood. People. Yeah. I learned a lot from my big sister, from being a little brother. I learned a lot from my younger sister by being a big brother. I love my sister. That's all. All right. What you got? Pros, cons?
My pro or my con was too many fucking emotions. It was just too much. I had a Gemini and a Taurus. And
that would equal to one with emotions and one suppressing
with like
them.
Multiple. And it was a lot. We fought a lot. Mm-hmm. We fought a lot.
I have heard the story.
Not me and my brother. Not me and Keon.
Randy and sister and Brianna were really violent.
We fought a lot. Like, there's only two people in this world that can get me from 0 to 100.
Who are they?
You and Bree. I can go from, like, I see red if I get mad.
I thought you were going to say your mom and Bree.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying she can't make me angry, but got like you. The snap of a finger.
That's only
like
me and your sister.
You and Bree.
Got you.
It's like a bull dog, like a bull with a red towel, whatever they be doing got in
you.
Them.
The two people who are closest to you in life.
Are the only people that can really set me off. That's to hilarious. Where like I like, oops, I blacked out. I didn't
mean. The people
mean...
who know you. And spent the
so
most
like
time.
Growing up, all and I don't like that. I don't like. I mean, obviously, you know, we're fine. But like with my sister, there was no non-negotiables. You know, there was no, we not fighting. We not hitting violence.
I think she would
the
hear
answer.
This and agree.
She would. Yeah. We fought very dirty and very rough, but. You know, the pro was I wasn't alone. Like you said, like mm-hmm. I always had someone to talk to. Even when me and Bree were beefing, even when, you know.
You fought other people dirtier?
No, like we just, like there are lots of things I would not have been able to do and vice versa if we didn't have each other. Because we always, one of the ways we got away with doing things we wanted to do was we got to take each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a lot of experiences with her. Which shaped our relationship, and you know, we have lots of inside jokes and we know a lot about each other, and we come home and tell Keon about it, and he's great at keeping secrets, and like it was just like a gang, like a nice little gang that she don't got to be jumped into, that Gene had no consent to join.
Look at you reminiscing.
But we all got scared at night. We go sleep in each other's bed. That's when my mom downsized, and she was like, I got y'all separate rooms,
and y'all
but you keep ending up in each other's rooms.
Don't appreciate
it. So I'm
shit.
Not going to, I'm not spending any more money because y'all keep ending up in the same room, you know? So like I had people. I would love to see what Drew would be like with that. But also.
You and his butt. But also what?
I don't know, man. It's a lot. We'll get into our.
See,
okay.
This is why we got to see your face. You look distraught.
I mean, it's been a rough day of potty training, so I'm tired.
Yes.
I'm tired. We're in the middle of a pandemic. So like.
Well, not according to half the country.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Election's coming up and it's going to change everything or not. Or, I mean, it's definitely going to change everything. It's definitely going to be a ride. Lord, help us. And like, what type of people bring kids into this? Any more kids?
Gotcha.
Who does
she's
going
to jump into you.
Anyway. So, okay. So that was our pros and cons about having siblings. So having another baby, pros and cons. Mikey, what's your first con?
Well, after finally sitting down and thinking about that, because again, we haven't written a pros and cons list, nor was I thinking about my situation growing up with siblings and how that might be different for my baby. But I factored that in. And my first con, like the biggest thing, was affordability. Is this responsible? Is it responsible for us to have a child right now for all the reasons you just named? And one of the bigger ones being, can we afford it? We just got to a space where we are cleaning up debt. And we are getting our lives together. And that's the worst time to introduce a brand new child. Like, I don't know. I don't know. We're all already home, which is a perfect storm for creating a child. But we've been actively working to not make that happen. Well, I don't know. I don't know if right now is the best time.
When you say affording, what do you mean? Because that crossed my mind.
When
but...
I say afford, my next con will go deeper into affording. Into other ways that we...
Oh, not just financially.
But, right, yeah. But this one is specifically just financial. Is it responsible to bring a child in when we have one that we're trying to already, you know, parent and, like, learn our way through? Does it make sense to add another one to that if we're, you know, we're still in a space where we're just not figuring things out? Or is that just parenthood and that's what you're supposed to do? And then when the next one comes, you just figure that one out too. Like, I don't know. We've seen people do more with less.
But I'm not trying to just
survive.
We've seen
people do less with more.
I don't want to just, this generational thing of just surviving. Like, this is, I don't know. Okay, so that's your con? Okay.
Yeah.
My con.
What you got?
Labor. slash mortality. Like, I know that from the outside looking in, it may not have looked that way, but when I like accepted that I was in labor, I was like, okay, I'm in labor. Like, it was painful, but I could do that labor again.
Really?
I could do that labor again, unmedicated.
Do you remember?
Mike, I remember everything.
You sound crazy right now.
I remember everything. I still prefer how I felt before epidural. Like, I was begging for the epidural, but the after effects of the epidural, and maybe it was because they had to keep giving me stuff because I eventually needed a C-section, and Drew had a fever, I had a fever. Like, I was just doped up. And then the day before, I was on, what was I on? That stuff that was like... Mikey, what?
I'm just trying to Mikey, understand before I use the word. I'm curious.
What was I on before I what was I on? Some narcotic that was allowing me to sleep.
Yo, Randy was on the good stuff.
I was
man.
On the I was
when
sleep
Randy went night night. Oh, first, I have a video from that.
Do
I have
you?
The time lapse when you first got the drug that night.
I slept.
Randy slept.
I woke up to contract
and then
I woke up
right
to contract
back,
but I went back to sleep. It was the good stuff. But like, I could do the labor part, but it was the I didn't realize. I still can't even really talk about my midwife, like, not in full. Like, I have to like talk about her in like increments, because now that I'm out of like the fog and got a piece of me kind of sort of back,
and you have like the ability to see clearly, you're
I realized I had a shitty midwife. Okay. I don't know if I would have survived my labor if I didn't have a doula or nurse Jenny or all of y'all around advocating for me. Because she was just not, she was just.
It seemed like day she was just busy.
Not even just busy. I honestly feel like, and I know this also to be true from lived experience, is white people do not think that black people experience pain.
I've read
and
those
so
articles.
She. So I really don't think that, I think that if I had been a white mom, a white first time mom, she would have cared a bit more. She was in, surgery.
Yeah, but I also felt like she was basing it off of what you were giving and off. You were really calm. And so I think that because you weren't giving off panic or expressing anything, she didn't
everybody
know how to
see
read
that
it.
Chart. Where the fuck what I'm saying? What is the chart saying?
We looked at the chart.
And not even just what I'm saying. I was very clear about, Mike, you remember when she was like, that's a contraction. That's
which is why she was like, based off of your reaction, you're not reacting to this contraction like anyone maybe that she's been used to. I think that it was because you were
black. But she also like gave me a higher spectrum of what pain looks like. It was awful. Like, she could have been more attentive to be like, oh, wait, something ain't right. And on top of that, when you finally do come see me, you check my baby's ears first, because you came out white. She came out very light. And she came in the room and she checked behind
her ears. How many times
did
you saw her? 4 or 5?
I don't know.
I think we had 2 office meetings with her. She came in the hospital once and then came in after Drew was...
We saw her twice in the hospital. She broke my membrane without telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, little stuff. Little stuff. Like, little itty-bitty things. And I'm just like, I don't know if I could survive that mentally. But I was so stuck on getting this baby crossed over alive and, like, well, that I did not, like, let those little things... Even during the pregnancy and the checkups and the switching doctors, like... Just how this healthcare system is and how black mothers are treated. And like, thankfully our doula gifted us her service, because we couldn't have afforded it without it. And but like, when we pay for that class, she like loved us so much. She offered to be our doula, and that was great because we couldn't afford it. And like, just realizing that like, even having like quality care, which should be normal, like it is in other countries, having to do that again here, like, Drew is very strong and strong-willed. So, like, she was going to get here one way or another. Mm-hmm. She was going to claw me open, or she was going to get here. But that, like, that's a lot to ask of a child, and that's a lot to ask of me. I was just like, it was just, and I wanted the birth center experience. We couldn't afford it. And I want the birth center experience now, but they don't take people who've had C-sections because they're trying to go as low risk as possible. And I'm considered high risk because I've had a C-section before. So like, I'm just thinking about all like, where, if I had another baby, where? where am I having this baby?
Northside.
Who is help? Absolutely not.
I heard they were good.
Mikey, one of our friends.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
But everybody has a bad experience at every single hospital at this point.
This is what I'm saying. Uh-huh. This cannot be normal. This
and
is not normal.
And all of
normal.
Our friends are black. Yes. So that is, yes.
So I would have to stayed my ass home and had this baby on this floor because I do not trust nobody hospital. It was too fucking much. And I just paid off my C-section. That's my con. What's your second con?
I think we're supposed to do pro.
Oh, pro. What's the pro? What's your pro?
Well, my first pro, coming off of that. You were very passionate about that.
I'm sorry.
I don't apologize at all. I feel you. I feel for you, and I get it. I watched
like, I can do the work. I get it. But, like, I need the other people that are, like, trained to do this work to do it unbiasedly and to, like, do it with love and, yeah.
Give a damn?
To give a damn about me and my baby and my family. God damn it. Is that so hard?
Yeah. I hear you, Ren. You're not crazy.
I know I'm not. God damn it.
Yeah, but I just want to tell you.
I'm not crazy.
You're not.
You know what's crazy?
Having kids.
That's fucking crazy. What's your pro?
All right, so my pro, like really, the thing that when I think about it excites me is growing this family. All right, we got a family.
Yeah.
And it's always been a dream of mine to have like a big family, mm-hmm. multiple kids. Mm. And I didn't think about this until I started writing this point down.
Oh, God.
And it shaped all the other stuff that came before this. But honestly, since having Drew, the passion that I have for that goal has kind of grown.
Why are you looking like that?
Because I'm nervous.
Nervous about what?
I have not thought about this until today.
What passion has grown?
Wanting to have more kids.
I just want
to
flick you. I just want to flick you.
I don't know. I'm aware of all the cons. We was aware of all the cons.
You know, we also can't trust you during my fertile week.
We can't. Cause
you cannot be trusted in my fertile week. Because Mikey had all my sympathy pains when I was pregnant. It's his fertile week, too. It's not happening.
Fuck out of here. What? Leave all that in
there. What?
Nah, I don't know. I think that I always thought the shit that I thought before we had Drew, right? Raising a child is like a really noble thing. Building a family would be great. Like, and all of that stuff kind of is true, but it's different once you have kids. And so now I'm looking at it from a place of like, again, I have clear thought and I'm a little less tired today than I was when she was 6 months old and the entire process and everything leading up to it. And I'm thinking that way again, like, oh snap, I have a child and having another one would be really, really
Why are you laughing?
Because you're making me nervous.
I'm just looking at you, Mike.
You're looking at me like
I'm
you want to stab me.
Looking at you with my eyes.
Would you? I'm not going to ask you any questions. I'm going to continue saying.
Oh, okay.
So that's my pro.
It's
just growing his family. Drew having another sibling. All the pros that we listed before. All that shit didn't come from me until I started thinking about this. I think it would be really great to see what type of person she becomes having spent like a little bit of her life as like a big sister. Like seeing how having another family member would like shape her, because we're aware of like the effect that we have on
if
her,
we
like,
had another baby, Gru would run away. You do realize we'd be losing a child. We'd be losing a dog.
No, he wouldn't.
Because he would be done with us.
He would officially check into being an old man. But like, we're getting him back in shape. I think he's fine.
I think Groot is miserable. But he like loves her.
He does.
But he don't want to.
We don't have no choice because
I know.
That's your family.
Like, Drew irritates him, but he don't like when she sleeps too long. It's confusing.
He want her to get away from him, but he also don't mind when she be like bouncing on his back. You know, just little things. I think it would be beautiful. We look great. We look great with a child. Like I just was like, oh,
we
like that family.
Seriously, what if we have an ugly baby?
The way that I projected it in my mind when we had a family is exactly what it looked like. I'd be like, oh shit. Well, do you know there was more children in that picture? We look cute with another. It does not make any sense, but I think that I want to keep growing this family. I have not formed the thoughts and you're staring at me.
I'm just trying to listen to you. You tell me I don't listen to you. I'm looking you in your eye. I'm trying to listen to you.
It's the way you're looking at me. A pro would be, it would be great to grow this family. Build on this kingdom. This glorious.
Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts.
What
my
is your pro?
My pro is Drew will have someone to do life with.
Yeah.
I love how she acts with her little stuffed animals. though I know that having siblings is not all
stuffed animals.
Stuffed animals.
They talk back.
But she's so sweet.
She is.
And I think that she would be so fascinated by another baby because she's already fascinated by babies. Mm-hmm. And so I just would be, I think it would be really great for me to like see her with someone. Like she just has somebody to, she'll just have a role dog. Because we all need a role dog. And I talk about this a lot, but like when my mom and her sisters lost my grandma, they had each other. But like I can't imagine my mom being an only child dealing with the loss of her mother. Like, who was your family? Who was your like gang to like bounce stories off of and to like hold you and to like, who do you talk shit about to, you know, if your, you know, when your parents get on your nerves, what you gonna do? You know, I don't want her to be lonely.
No, growing up, seeing that same dynamic with my mom, my uncle and my aunt, like when we were at funerals, like they were together like that. I think that that's actually like, that's a good point.
Yeah, I just don't want to be lonely, but also there are people who have siblings who don't talk to their siblings. They, you know, like...
like your aunt.
Right, like I just, like, who am I? Like your aunt.
Like my aunt. Like, there we go. Just,
so, I mean...
That's funny.
I'm just saying.
No, it's true.
Like, so, it's, there, I mean, there's a con to that pro, but like, what if she could do life with somebody? She don't have to be lonely. She always have somebody, you know?
Like now, with the relationship that you have with your sister and brother.
Brothers.
Y'all look close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little bit of life, a little bit of storms, bring y'all together.
Yeah.
Same with me and mine.
Yeah.
All of them except that nigga Nicholas or whatever.
Mikey.
Look, you can leave that in there.
What's your other con?
So my second con, speaking a little bit more about that affordability. All right, just period. Babies take time and energy. And those are two things that a relationship also requires.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, it's, I don't think it's ever on purpose, but it is a result of the situation. Something is going to suffer because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be long term. It may be a short period. It may. The possibility of the struggle that I know that will exist is not something that I look forward to. The disconnect from you.
Mm.
Now, the first time around, again, I was in this program. I was gone for a long period of time. And
months.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't. Like with Lyft and all that other shit, like just work taking me away from home because, you know, we got to pay rent, bills and shit. And I don't know. Because we are so close and we've been through, like, how many catastrophic events can a relationship survive?
Take. I don't know.
I saw a meme earlier today and it was like, I'm going to give that nigga 50 more chances and then I'm going to leave her with something. It was something stupid. Like, how many hits can you really, big hits can you really take before you're like, actually,
I think I'm done.
It's a good stopping point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to find out.
Mm.
So I don't know. Just, I don't know. I have no idea what type of strain that would put on our relationship, but we have one child and that put a certain strain on us. So I can imagine what double the children would do to the strain amount. Like, I don't know. I'm just, that's math in my head.
Yeah.
It's a concern. I don't want to go through being disconnected and reconnecting again.
It was hard. It is hard.
I don't know what type of effect that would then have on our child.
I'm happy we're not like anti-oral sex. You know, there are some couples who just don't do it. There's people who just don't like it. I'm so happy.
Yeah, y'all are weirdos if y'all listen to
Mikey,
this.
Don't do that.
Okay, no,
don't shame
y'all
somebody
are great people.
Not into
I'm
it.
Not going to shame you for not doing something.
But if we didn't, Mike, we wouldn't be having sex.
What you mean? Oh, shit.
Mike.
Oh, you're right. Because
sometimes all you have time for.
You know? Nah, that's not true. You always got time for, like, sex.
Mike.
It's just that somebody not going to walk away satisfied. Usually the woman. And so, you just happen to be with a man who also cares about you getting yours.
I just thought about that. Like, that's one of the, like, we just, like, I get it. Like, trying to find these ways to, like, stay connected in the midst of, like, really trying to be good parents to someone that didn't ask to be here.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard.
The battle between spouse and parent.
And self.
And self. It's a struggle.
And for moms, and I didn't read it. I just saw the headline and I was like, I actually don't know if I have the capacity to read this, but it was like, it was a motherly blog and they were like, this myth of equal parenting, because while you are very present, you love Drew so much and you're a good dad, great dad, you like each other, you know, y'all are good together. Y'all, you know, that's your baby. She still is always calling for me. Like, there's just the myth of equal parenting. You can't breastfeed. You know, we made a decision that I would breastfeed, or I made the decision. She took the bottle thank God, because this girl is going to eat, you know, so like, thank God. But like, there's just this, it's just not going to be equal. It's just not going to be equal in terms of like load. Maybe with another baby, because Drew will be older and like into you from what we hear. But like, also, I know that even when she sees me around other people, when I hug Malaya, Drew come or like, wait.
Same.
Right, wait. Actually, I want you now.
Back up.
You know, she don't be giving me no attention until she sees me doing something. And then she won't stop until all my attention is on her. You know? So like, I'm just like, there's that disconnect, like you said. And also like this, it's going to be a strain. And is that one of my, anyway, it's going to be a strain. Yeah. Is it my con?
Oh, yeah, that was.
Sorry, you didn't finish.
That's what I'm saying. The disconnect that I'm referring to, though, isn't only physical. It's not just, oh, we may not be able to touch each other for a while.
Oh, like mental.
I also have the adage of, you're like my closest friend. So if I'm not talking to you, guess who? I'm not talking to anybody. And then there's that isolation again and like despair. there's just a lot to like factor in. And all of this stuff just looks like perfect storm for all of the negative situations you've ever seen, like a marriage or a relationship just kind of like crumble. Somebody cheat, somebody leave, we weren't close no more, whatever. I just don't, you know, if I can avoid any possibility of that, then I should, right?
But like, what if that's our egos?
Probably is.
Trying to preserve our relationship. And preserve our relationship with ourselves. Like, we're in strict survival mode. Like, don't do nothing risky or extra. But like, also, Drew changed us so much. And like, the capacity that I have for you, like the love that I have for you, is so much like deeper than it has ever been in all our years together from seeing you as a dad.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's interesting.
Like, that's like a good thing that happened. Like, it was really hard, but I didn't think that I could love you anymore. Like, any more than I already love you. You know?
Had to add that.
You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
You know? Like, it's just like, oh, shoot. Like, even when we're dog shit tired and we're cracking up in bed because she did something so stupid. And we just cannot stop laughing, because even we're like, we don't even like, where are we finding this joy when this girl is like
has sucked us of all energy.
Like, what did the last thing Drew did that was just like, who is she?
Probably screamed in your butt.
Yeah, like, she's been running up to my butt, y'all. I don't know what. She's been running up to me and screaming.
She just screams
and
at his butt.
Turn around and she just thinks it's the funniest thing. I don't know where this child came from. And all I hear is, you got your mama butt. That's all I hear. I'm like, where did this baby come from? I'm trying to cook. You know, it's weird. But or like, we try to give her a kiss and she put her tongue out. Or she thinks it's like funny to like. Yes.
She wants to lick your face.
And she'll like randomly hug Groot or something.
She's a weird child.
She's strange. She's so goofy. What if we have another goofy baby? Anyway, I'm getting into my pro, I guess. What is my next pro?
Go ahead. I think you're supposed to do your next con.
Oh, shit. Am I?
I just did mine, yeah.
Oh, we actually have the same con.
Oh, what'd you have?
My con is tired all the time. / strain on marriage. Like, I don't like when we're not good. I think the podcast
because
definitely,
we
like,
be.
Wanna, right, we really want to be. Thankfully, we have the podcast when we had Drew during the pregnancy and all that, because we had to, like, we were forced to talk to each other and, like, be good to each other.
Yes.
And it really helped us, like, remember, you know, why we got married. But it's really hard not, I think it's the same fear. We see all these couples with issues, like us. You know, we got issues too, but, like, we don't have children issues, you know, yet. And, like, what if we have this other baby and, like, my postpartum is worse this time around? Or we have another baby and, your postpartum is worse this time around. We have another
how
baby.
How was my postpartum
like,
the first time around?
Mickey, what?
I'm seriously asking.
You were just...
I just remember working.
You just weren't even... I mean, you put on a lot of weight, you remember?
Yes, a lot.
I mean, because you were also driving Lyft.
Yeah.
So I'm not like... You know, it wasn't like obviously on purpose, but you were not really here. You weren't really here. Mentally,
I was always on the next thing. So when I was away from y'all, I was trying to get to y'all. When I was with y'all, I was preparing for being away from y'all.
Yeah. Like, and you know, yeah, you just really weren't, nobody was well. No one was well. And yet we produced. So we do. And we did our best to really be good to Drew and to like not, you know, fight or anything in front of her and all those things because, you know, argue because, you know, anger and things elevate baby's heart rates. Like we were, you know, we were all trauma informed. Yeah. So we were just trying to be good, you know. So like, people say, oh, you've never been tired until you have kids. And I'm not trying to discredit anyone's fatigue, even if you don't have kids, because we also remember what it was like not to have kids. And I was fucking tired before not having kids. However, this is a new strain of tired. It's like when you're at your rawest tired, like you're so tired. All you got to do is lay your head down
and you'd go to sleep,
or you're so tired you can't sleep. And this baby is saying, milk, mommy, 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 yes, mommy, mommy. Or you finally, you know that sleep, you know when you finally close your eyes, you enter that sleep that's like, it kind of feels like you're on a wave.
Yeah, usually when that happens to me, she starts waking up.
And Drew will pull my eyes open.
Yeah.
It's sleep, it's a tactic to wear me down. And she's winning. She is trying to wear me down so that she can stay in our bed because she knows I'm gonna quit. She knows that I'm gonna quit. Like, you got about 10 times to do that, and I'm gonna give you the bed. I'm gonna come out to this uncomfortable ass sofa, and I'm just gonna sleep. Like she knows, and I'm always tired.
Yeah,
I'm always tired.
I miss
and our strain in our marriage, like we're just now starting to
get it back. We're like just starting. I'm starting to get energy again. I'm starting to feel different.
Like now, I'm looking forward to weekends without her. I used to be. It felt so foreign. Like I was very conscious of her not being with me, and probably because I was also like breastfeeding, and like the pumping. I mean, now I know that I needed a better pump and all those things. We had no money. You know, like, it was just like.
I see you.
Why would people do this? Why would we do this? I'm just thinking about just how I'm so tired. Like, I'm so tired. And and this theory that another baby could possibly not make me as tired because they'll have each other. But this baby won't come out talking and walking.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Am I crazy?
You are. Not. I'm sorry. You are and you aren't.
And again, like you said, I also worry about, I don't want to spend too much time on this. I'm like, if we'll be able to bounce back. And what would that look like? Are we strong enough? And then what if we have a kid that's harder? Drew was a pretty mellow baby. She's making up for it now. You know?
Yeah,
she's definitely like, not a mellow toddler.
At first, and now.
She's definitely like, I'm got to be my full self. You know, what if we have another Drew?
And we keep encouraging it.
Because I want her really to be a full self.
All we really got to do is like revisit some of the traumatizing things that we
beat it out of her. No, I don't want to do that. I want her to
I wasn't
going to
say that. I'm just saying we do allow her to, you know, be free because that's what we have opted to do. However, you know,
I'm starting to understand so much about why my parents and I want me to be free.
Because sometimes freedom is overrated.
Freedom costs. Okay. I'm tired. Freedom has a price. Ain't nothing free. Okay, wait. What's your pro?
No, I just think that she really did that for her. My pro, last pro.
Okay.
Is the prospect of a healthier pregnancy.
Yeah, like,
now
that's good. Like,
our lives are less stressful. Everything surrounding it would, in my mind, it's night and day. We are not at all where we were for the first or second pregnancy. We're just not in any form, whether like in work, financially, mentally, we're just not there. Like I can't even think. Now that we've talked about it and we're talking about it, I can't even see it from that perspective anymore.
But what if our babies only thrive in awful struggles? Challenges? Like, cause the first pregnancy, we was good. Kinda, you know?
We were
better than how we were when we got pregnant with Drew.
Yes.
I wasn't leaving the office just getting fired. You know, I was.
Yeah, you were just getting, you know, you were settled in your role actually at your job. And I had just.
Like, what if our babies only thrive in like chaos?
I just started getting recognition for my good work.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Or it could be like one of my favorite books by Dean Koontz. It's called Life Expectancy. It's a really great book, y'all. But
share.
The main character, when he was born, his grandfather called out 10 dates that were just going to be the awful days in his life. And so his parents knew that on these days, they would be like really bad days. It would be something crazy. And it was crazy, some crazy shit. But at the end of the book, sorry, this is a spoiler. I mean, it's not really a spoiler. Anyway, I didn't tell you. Anyway, at the end of the book, mm-hmm. his grandmother dies. His great-grandmother, somebody, you know, she dies, but she yells out 10 great dates for his child. So, like, what if...
Oh, what if, like, this is the great dates?
Right.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't know. I think our brains and our bodies are trying to protect us.
But they're also
like, don't rock the boat. Don't rock the boat, Chapman.
If we don't rock the boat, will anything change?
What you mean? We change it. What you mean?
It's like this country. If we all just stop fighting, will there be any change?
What are you saying? What are you saying?
You got to do stuff to create change. Are we trying to create change?
So you're saying we have to have another baby to create change? What are you saying?
I'm saying that would be rocking the boat.
So your pro is what again?
My pro was the prospect of a healthier pregnancy.
So like a whole different experience.
Yeah, a different experience.
That would be nice. But I got to get pregnant to find that out though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the...
Whoa!
Tell you what I know about the next time you get pregnant. It ain't gonna take long. And I'm so
like,
worried.
It didn't take long for Drew.
It didn't, but like,
do you remember? I thought it was sinus. I was taking it. This
Randy
poor
was
baby.
Taking flu medicine.
I was taking Robitussin. I was taking Dayquil. I was like, I thought I was like this flu.
We went and got Tylenol, cold and flu. She's like, this ain't strong enough.
I was this
allergy
poor
pills.
Baby. And it turned out to be a whole ass pregnancy.
After her allergies passed. Randy went and got a drink.
I don't even think I really sat on you. Like, I think that we just kind of hovered and your sperm floated. Because, like, I didn't even really sit.
That's not how it scientifically happened.
Did I sit down?
You did a lot, including sitting down.
Anyway, is that your pro?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would happen really quickly. The body remembers, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I ain't fucking with you, Mike. I ain't fucking with you.
What you mean?
Get away from me.
But I love you.
Mikey, don't touch me.
What is your last pro?
My last pro. I can't even find my pros. Where did I put? Okay, my last pro. It's buried in the cons. Like, I literally wrote my pros in the middle of the cons.
Mm-mm.
Of siblings in the middle. Anyway. Growing a legacy. Family,
yes,
man.
Yes, man. Shit.
We cute, man. Our baby cute. Photo ops, you know, all the fake superficial shit. That'd be so cute. But, I mean, it's no, really, just like, no, just like really growing something with you.
I think about it. Like, what if I had another girl? What if I had another princess to add to, like, my castle? Like, if I just had all, like, I don't know. I think it'd be great. What if I had a son?
What if you had a son?
It would be,
I would
be
love
wild.
To see you with a son.
I'd,
but again, you have to get pregnant for these things.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a 50-50 chance. More if they are non-binary. Like, we just don't even know. Who are these people?
Like, what if this grew?
I know. It's definitely a pro. I would love to, like... Man, we create magic, man.
We do.
Our babies are... Babies here and there.
And they're,
like, magical.
Done, like, really great things for our family as a whole.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Really smart. You know? Kind. Brave. All the things, you know? They are... They want to be for themselves. Yeah, it definitely is a pro for me to like see what else can Mikey and Randy come up with these babies. Just growing. Like, can you imagine like when we're older and they're like calling us for advice and we're like, how we talk to our moms?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, go talk to your siblings.
Yeah, like, don't call me with that. It's a bridge. But no, you know what I mean? Like, I just think that it would be so great. Have them over for dinner.
Meet the people.
Their babies. If they decide to have babies, their people. Like, you know, Mikey, don't look at me like that.
Are you looking at me like that?
I'm really not looking at you like
anything. You're literally looking at me like that.
I'm literally
You're
seeing the graduation goggles. Do not look at me like that. No, it's definitely a pro.
I love you. This was...
So what are the final thoughts?
Conclusion. Man? What's your conclusion?
What do you mean, what's my conclusion?
Now that we've had this conversation, what are you thinking? Are you leaning more towards possibly getting knocked up again one day? Soon?
Soon.
Or in the distant future. I don't know.
We can't be here.
Okay.
There's no space. We can't be here. I don't know. I don't know, babe. I don't know. That's my... I don't know. It's... I don't know.
Don't say it one more time. I believe you.
Babe, I really don't.
That's fair.
It's a lot to consider. And then, as we know, it's never what you're worried about. Mm-hmm. So it's the stuff we ain't even talked about. We don't even know to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, we only limited our list of pros and cons to a piece.
But even if we had a list of 30 things, mm-hmm. there are things... Like, we're Drew. A dislocated leg?
Yeah, there's...
Like, what type of
random
shit? We're not
creative enough to factor every single thing in.
Like, right. There's too many random things that could happen.
You never said dislocated knee. Of all the
scenarios. I didn't even think that babies could be born with the... Like, I didn't know. Her ultrasound was perfect. Because that just happened to be the day that her leg wasn't dislocated. Like, you know what I mean?
I do.
A knot? Who checks for that? Three knots. A true knot? Like, you know what I mean?
She won a jump rope in the womb.
A febrile seizure? Who does that? Allergic to penicillin? Is penicillin even medicine? Isn't
that fake shit? She's a West Indian baby and she don't like heat.
You know what I mean?
I don't either, though.
I don't know. Like, I can't even. So it's the things we don't even know to think about. That's got me freaking out, but.
Also, it's just like Rick having a baby in the middle of a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Like, is this the time to have a child?
And where is her pacifier? This baby always crying.
He's stupid.
Get her a pacifier.
My conclusion is that I am open to furthering the discussion as our situation continues to improve.
Okay. Okay.
Why are you
laughing?
Because you're adorable.
Engagement. If you have more than one kid, how did you know you weren't done?
What made you have that second one?
If you don't have more than one kid, how did you know you were done? Mm. If you don't have kids, how did you know this life is not for you?
Probably listen to this podcast.
Let us know if you feel comfortable sharing your thoughts. Shoot us an email at blackmailmare@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098. Or hit us up on social media with your thoughts on this episode.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
It's time for Randy and Mike's Fight or Flight. They've held it in all week, but you gon' hear it tonight. Don't really matter who is wrong or right, cause it's Fight or Flight.
Fight or Flight.
What's up?
Mikey.
I don't like that.
We've already had this conversation.
What conversation?
So hopefully this won't really turn into a fight.
Okay.
The way you are when you are playing your game.
Randy.
Mikey. 15
this
years.
This is not a fight.
You lose. Yes, it is.
This isn't a fight.
Because you be like, babe, talk to me. Babe, what? I'm here to help you. Babe. I'm available to you.
Uh-huh.
And I say, Mikey.
Until
you
I'm
know
not-
what I do? You know what I do?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm going to let you get your shit off.
What I do is I'll call your name. You'll answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say something. And I just won't say nothing else. 30 minutes go by. Babe, you said something? Babe.
When did that happen?
But it always happens. That's what I'm talking about. It's like you. I can't stand who you are when you playing the game.
What you mean?
Because you're not even like those guys that they be doing TikToks about. You're not even like, it's not even like you converse with me like, babe, give me 5 minutes, babe. You just completely forget that you are a spouse and a father.
I love you.
You completely forget.
That's what you think.
That's what it is.
You think I just be forgetting my responsibilities as I play this game?
Yes.
Well, you know what, Randy? You're 100% right.
I know I am.
I have a one-track mind.
Mikey, it's so... If then I, boy,
I'm serious. But Mikey, in moments so, where you be talking to me, and the moments no, that you no, choose no, to say not, something let, are let me so tell
you, no, let me tell you, that's not the worst part.
What's the worst
part? The worst part is when you try to act like you actually giving me your attention. You'd be like
I can't.
It's like talking to a customer service rep who don't really want to be at their job. Like, you're so bad at it. And I'm like, stop being fake. Just because your nigga's on this call, hearing you parent a spouse. About? Stop trying to talk to me like you've been talking to me. Like, you be like, babe, mouth be open. Because you drooling. Because you drooling. That's you. It's so frustrating. It's frustrating.
So what do you want me to do?
I don't know what I want you to do. I know what I want you to do.
Okay.
I want you to make it clear that you are not prepared.
How do I make it more clear when I'm staring at a screen,
Mikey,
and playing?
Don't answer. Just be like, babe, I can't talk right now. Like, be.
That's not okay to do.
What's not okay is to act like you are okay to talk, and I'm literally having a conversation with you.
But
babe,
you
babe.
Know I'm not but okay to talk. So how is it?
Will you be
but
drooling?
If you see me in the middle of doing Mike. Something and you still ask a question, how is it now?
Because you told me I can, babe. You can call on me. You can kind of be. I'm playing the game, but I'm here, babe. I'm playing the game, but I got you.
Okay.
You don't got me.
But I.
You
do.
Don't.
So if you ask me for something, do I not put my controller down, die, lose the game, whatever, and get up and go do it?
30 minutes later.
Or when you do it.
30 minutes, babe. Yeah, Mike. Sometimes when you close it out, you'll die. Does that make you? Doesn't? But that does not happen as quickly as you say it does.
I'm asking you, not when you like got a quick question or you just
Mike,
or you're trying
I
to talk about
to,
something. When you need me to do something, hey, I need you to do something right now. Do I not get up right now?
You don't. Not all the time.
Oh, all right. Well, you learn something new every day. I'm not going to fight with you, but I'll trust you.
You
that's
do
what you
not
say.
Get
okay.
up all the time immediately.
Okay.
You be like, babe, or this is what you do. Babe, I got 3 minutes left. And you say that 15 minutes ago. Like, babe, I thought you had 3 minutes left. Yeah, yeah, but the dude behind me, he shot me, but I had another life. My German Shepherd took the bullet from me. Like, you get on my fucking nerves.
That's not how it works.
You get on my nerves. That is my fight. Like, if you gonna be there, be there. And if you gonna be here, be here.
So you want me, the options are, when I'm playing a game, to just ignore you completely.
Don't
and not
like,
half-ass answer or answer at all, even if my intentions
just,
aren't.
Just admit you don't have the capacity so I can go on about my life.
How do I do that?
When you start to play, be like, babe, I'm about to play. Like, you need to just tell me up front.
But the only times where I try to play is either I'll like sneak it in while I'm at work because there was some downtime, or at night I'm trying to sneak it in while something else is going on, or when everybody's attention seems to be elsewhere, or when like whenever I can like sneak in a time to play. I don't know. I don't be like, hey, shutting it down, everybody. Daddy needs 2 hours to like focus on this game.
Well, maybe
it's
you
more
gotta
so,
start that. Maybe you gotta do something. Or when you start sneaking a plan, when you think you're sneaking a plan, but you're really not sneaking a plan. And you playing? You got this big ass screen and I see you playing?
That's not what I mean by sneaking.
I know what you mean.
I'm like, this is a window. Seize your moment. This is your moment. You got to jump in right now. It's not going
to
happen.
And then
for
you're trying to talk to me about this game. Like, I don't.
Because I want you to play.
I know you want me to play, but I don't. Babe, you know I you know that I don't care.
I think because if I explained it to you, you'd be like, oh shit.
What?
That's really, really cool that you are that skilled at it.
I'd be like, oh shit, you still not in the first place? That's all you tell me.
It's really, really hard, actually, to do.
All you tell me, dang, I was almost there. Because
there are people who
dang,
cheat.
I don't want to keep thinking about that.
Shit. And when I do get in first, it don't be as much of a celebration.
What
would
Vanessa Bryant say? I ain't up here parenting for you to lose. And then on top of ignoring your spouse and your daughter and your dog, you lose.
Because sometimes around the warm-up. We're talking about Warzone,
lose.
By the way. So, all right, so sometimes I lose, yeah. And sometimes I
all
lose.
The time, Mike.
That's not true.
Mike, I've only looked up once and you made second place.
No. Definitely won more than that.
Maybe those days you just don't talk. You just you just mouth open and you just don't hear me.
All right, so what we're not going to do is slander me.
That's my fight.
So what would you like me to do? Let's start there.
Sorry, y'all. That slurping was on purpose. That's what Mikey be like when he playing a game. Mouth be open. He forget he got.
Yes,
he forget he got saliva. I'm just saying.
My drooling. With my mouth be open because I got big lips.
That's not. No, your big lips is not the reason why you drool.
That is why I drool.
It's the.
I can't hold it in.
No, you.
There's a quiver.
Because you don't drool all the time, Mike. It's when you in this game.
I actually do more often than you think. I done had to suck it a couple of times while we're talking. It happens. I'll be having catch it real quick.
Right. I'm not saying you don't catch it.
Yeah.
I'm saying that it's not obvious, invisible when you're playing a game and you got your mouth wide open.
What do you want from me?
I told you. What is your fight? Are you fighting or fighting?
I want to hear what you want and I'll do it.
Just admit that you don't got the capacity so that I can stop calling on you.
Got you.
Whether okay. you're sneaking it in or finding a window, just admit you ain't got the capacity because you say you do and then you tell me to take your word. You say, babe, I told you, I got you. So I say, okay, babe, time and time again.
Okay, I will do that.
Mikey, why are you looking like that?
I will do that.
Are you upset?
No. This is funny.
Was it?
Yes, you just called me a failure.
That did not
talk about my drooling and just made fun of me.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
But
was
okay.
that too? Was that below the belt?
It wasn't. My lip is above.
Mike.
It's fine.
Okay, I'm not. Okay.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you for being honest and forthcoming with your feelings about this. As your husband, I will try to do better.
Okay, baby.
I'm also going to actively avoid using the P word in fight or flights.
What's P?
Promise.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I will work harder.
Don't promise anything.
Oh, I got a cramp in my mouth.
Yeah, I bet.
I love you.
I love you. PDA, you're first.
All right. So, good people, we have started on a journey since we were talking about kids. We started on a journey with our child of potty training this week. We are doing this 3-day challenge
mm-hmm.
where if you do it, apparently your kid will poop in the toilet.
and you'll never have to buy diapers again.
So we are making this effort because one, Drew is really, really smart. Though she is only a year and a half, or almost 2 years, she has already been letting us know, you know, when she got to do certain stuff.
I gotta pee. I gotta poop.
She is
potty.
Aware of her body in that way. She knows how to identify stuff, so maybe she'll know how to use it. But I say all that to say that, Randy, you found this challenge thing, and we as a unit have been starting it. However, because a bulk of this stuff takes place during the day, and I'm still working during the time, during like normal hours during the day, it's mostly just you sitting down next to this baby on this potty that she don't respect, cussing you out. And in moments where I can, I step away and tell them that I got to leave real quick, and I just come and like sit with you for whatever time I can spare. Which is still more than I've ever been able to do during like lift times and things like that. But
yes,
it's like,
true.
I see you. And I just want you to know that I appreciate you for taking this on because the bulk of it is for you to take on because I just physically can't. And doing such a really great job at it. She's used the bathroom in that potty more today than she has in however many months we've been trying this and failing. I think the other morning I sat with her for 2 hours. She held it.
Yeah, she did.
The moment I took her off the toilet,
she
walked outside and peed. It was the most, what's the word? Debilitating? What's the word for?
It's disheartening.
It made me deflating. It made me so sad.
It's I was like, you know what?
You mother.
If 20 in a diaper?
We weren't but 6 feet away from the toilet at this point. She wasted no time. I was like, so you hate me. Yeah. It's how I be feeling.
And it feels very personal.
It does. I know it's not.
Isn't it?
I know it's not. At least that's what I tell myself because I don't want to believe that my baby's an ass. But this is hard.
Yep.
Parenting is hard. And I got a real negative parent with me. So I really do appreciate your will to go on. Because I know she be trying to break you.
She is trying to break me.
But I love you. And you are doing great. And I told you this off mic, but I feel like it's also important to highlight it to the world that you are an amazing mother.
Thank
and
you.
I really appreciate you.
Thanks. My PDA.
What's that?
You have been very good lately. Especially lately. Like, you just been, when you're not playing a game, you've been like...
I can't keep laughing, baby.
You've been like...
my abs.
You gotta burp. It's gas.
No, it's not. It's from fucking laughing and being hunched over. All right, good.
You've been really good at interceding. Like, you can sense.
Yes. I bet. Yo, all right. So here... One of the things that I learned from TV was watching those moments where the dad like stepped in before the mom killed the daughter or some shit. Like,
really good. Y'all know if you remember that Erykah Badu video she put on Instagram. She was telling her daughters to clean up, and her youngest said something smart. She was trying to get her attention. She said something smart, and Seven came. He turned around and he just scooped her up turned her out of the frame. Like, he spun her out of the frame. He just picked her
Erica
up.
Erica or the baby?
Picked up the baby.
Okay.
Because Erica was about to put the phone down and scoop this baby up herself. And Seven came. He just came out of nowhere. I didn't even know he was there. He just came and got the baby. And you have been just, like, scooping it. Just when I'm about to risk it all, I see Mikey spinning to get his child. Because your daughter, and she's so sweet. The thing that kills me is she's so sweet, but she is not nice.
No.
And that's okay, because we're not raising a nice girl.
Good. No, that's not the point.
We are raising somebody that's good, that's respectful. Well, she's inherently good. You know, that's brave, that's strong-willed. Is she nice? Not so much.
We are trying to raise a child who is aware of herself.
But she's very kind, and she's very observant, and she's an empath. And sometimes she don't always use her powers for good. Mm-mm. And
that's a Pisces thing.
Mm-hmm. And so she acts like a fire sign, but I'm really a fire sign. And so she be trying it, and Daddy just comes, and he's like, come on, Drew, let's go outside.
Drew mirrors a lot of who I used to be.
Let's go walk Groot.
Let's go for away.
Bath time. Let's go.
Mommy, don't you need to go take a shower?
You want
to
go read, Mommy?
Don't you need
say
a
bye, Mommy. Say bye, bye. You've been really good about that lately.
You'll be listening. No. Sometimes it takes you a minute.
It do take me a minute, but I've been listening.
Accept the
bye-bye. I accept the bye-bye, and I just go take a nap. Like, Mommy, look, you're tired. Go sleep. You know, because it's hard. It's hard parenting well. I do not want to just beat her. She's too young, one. And I just don't
want to. That's the one.
But, like, that's the one. She's too young. You can't just be hitting kids out here. And I really just don't want to be one of those people. I just don't. And I know that means it's going to be harder. It's hard.
Because yeah,
I told you the other day, I said, I'm starting to understand why my dad made us watch each other get, like, he used to make us watch each other get beat.
That's not normal.
It's not okay.
You have to stop sharing that story.
That was my lived experience. We had to watch each other get whoopings. And I'm starting to understand this psychological logic. It's not right. It's completely traumatic.
Have you seen those videos of the dudes? They'll put the bear next to the trash or whatever,
yes,
and then beat the shit out of the bear.
Yes, I have. And I just know, like, it's not right. And I'm like, I told myself, if you're not letting this person that's only been here for 16 months, you know, or 19 months now, change my character. I have integrity, you know, but sometimes I forget
that you have integrity.
That I have integrity, and I know who I am. And that's what you are for.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
When you are, you know, when you be looking. So I really appreciate you, Mike. We both do, because Drew be needing it too.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You're 1,000% correct.
Drew needs a break from me and vice versa.
Yes.
And I love my baby. And she's so, you know, I love her. And she'll just hug you. She'll just put her hand on your face. She'll be like, I know I was a lot today.
I hate how
Or she'll just kiss you, or she'll just say, love you too. You know how toddlers are. Y'all got toddlers. Y'all know how they are.
Why she piss you off and then bring you a book?
Right.
And sit in your lap.
Right. Mommy?
Fucking hate clicks.
Hi, Mommy.
Sounds.
Mommy? Mommy, love you. Mommy.
Thank you, Randy.
Yeah. So, thanks.
Thank you for seeing that.
Thanks for spinning. Spinning in just in time.
I will always spin for you. Captain, save it, Drew.
Yes. Save her. Save the baby. Protect the baby
Protect
at all
the
costs. Yes. Well, thank you.
To invest in the show and support us, to get ad-free, exclusive, and extra content, head over to patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage.
The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is in Domino Sounds Network.
Boop, boop.
New episodes twice a week.
Two times. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast Fight or Flight Jingle was created by Ebony Janae at Janae Jingles.
Details in our show notes. We are now and still available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and all other major streaming services.
Everywhere. Rate us.
5 stars, please, if you enjoyed this episode.
Be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillionmarriage.com.
And follow us
on social media platforms. On Instagram, who are we, baby?
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
@_the Chapmans. Thank you again for listening, y'all.
As always, be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.